Pinball. It was a craze in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, but then Tetris and Pac-Man and a wave of video games moved in. The allure of flashing lights, a steel ball, and working the flippers just right seemed to fade away. But what's old eventually becomes new again. There's a group of pinball-playing Vermonters who've revived interest in the game. They recently held a state championship, and we caught up with the winner at the Vermont Pinball Co-op in South Burlington.
My name is Steve Daniels. I'm from South Burlington, Vermont, and I play pinball a lot. I started playing pinball in college, and this was around 1989. Played it quite a bit as a distraction, not too seriously, but I did get a little bit better at it. And then after college, I took a pretty long break in between, and then I think I just picked it up more like 2005, 2006. I like the real physics of it, so interaction with a steel ball and flippers, which are, you know, like bats, but basically it's not something that somebody has programmed as like a video game. It includes a lot of the same strategy as video game. On top of that, there's like a ball that bounces and spins and jumps over the flipper occasionally and does things that can't possibly be programmed. To be the Vermont State Champion, it certainly takes a little bit of luck, a good amount of skill, some game knowledge, some strategy, and maybe a little bit more luck than I'm acknowledging. I'm not like walking up to people in the supermarket and saying that I'm the number one ranked player in the state of Vermont or the Vermont State Champion, but if people ever want to ask, I'm certainly willing to talk about pinball as much as people want to talk about it. This was the first year that Vermont had a state championship, and so I'm the first Vermont state champion. That entitles me as the champion, along with all the other champions of the states that had championships, to play in the national championship in Las Vegas at the Pinball Hall of Fame, which is a great place, and I highly recommend people checking out. I'm really looking forward to it because it's Vegas and it's, you know, national championship. I'm not expecting really good things, but on the other hand, even if I get destroyed in my first round, I'm hoping that there's at least a good chance that I'll at least play my best. I've looked at what the potential brackets might be at this tournament, and pretty much right away, and if not right away in the second round, I'll be playing, you know, people who are top 50 in the world. My favorite machine is Attack from Mars, and we have one here at the Pinball Co-op, and it's just excellent. It has a great light show. It has great sound. I really like the art. Basically, I feel like this game is just ideally suited to me. I've owned games, and there are many games that have deeper rules and things that are more complicated to understand, things going on. This is maybe a medium depth game. To me, it represents exactly what pinball should be.
Steve Daniels is ranked 297th out of 20,000 pinball players in the world. As we speak, he's preparing for his first round match at the U.S. National Pinball Championship in Las Vegas this weekend.